Blog Talk Radio.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears glued right to set. This is true hip hop, old school flip flop with a new school twist. The limit is high. To the clock, tick tock, and you don't stop. The weight's overtaking over the whole block. Lock to the boardroom, you need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door.
Boom.
With sports news, music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. Who knew?
What
the dad is this? We're going backstage. You ain't getting taxed, admission. Better switch gears.
I'm
fast addiction.
Listen,
we never take our eyes off the prize. New exclusive, and you've been authorized.
Yeah.
What's poppin', people? It's your man, C Major. About to get it on and popping out here. You know how we do every Wednesday. This is We Got Nine Wednesdays. Gonna have a lot of fun today. Got some special people calling in. Just trying to have a good time out here, man. Definitely going to make it happen. One thing I told you guys before. First of all, let me get all the simple stuff out the way. We're still looking for artists for our We Got Now section. We're still looking for people for our model section as well. So make sure you hit your boy up. Hit me up at info@hiphoparway.com. That's info@hiphoparway.com. Like I said, we're trying to really, you know, do it real big for y'all. Also, if you're listening live from blogtalkradio.com, you can also go to hiphoparway.com, hiphoparway.com, to view the show and also listen to the show as well. A lot of big things happened. Congratulations to the boy Weezy. Yeah, I'm a little speechless right now, but the boy did a milli, man. That's all I can say right now. He definitely did his thing. Congratulations to him. What else can you say? But I'm going to comment on that later. That's all. Never. I have a few comments about that, but I'm going to get onto that at a later time. Let me see. What else? Today what we're going to do is, I told you guys last week that we did our own, basically our own hip-hop top 10. And in that top 10, you know, it's a little different from the MTV thing because we had special rating criteria that we used. And what I'm going to do now really quick is go over the criteria. On this show, we're going to get through the 10 through 5. That's our goal. We're going to try to get through 10 through 5. And then next week, we're going to go our top 5. It's definitely not the same as MTV. So you definitely want to make sure you stay tuned, pay attention, because about to school y'all real quick. And this is just not my opinion. These are also opinions of people I know in the industry, people I know, just regular fans of the music, as well as some people who are part of the Hip Hop Our Way team. So we're going to go over that. The first criteria that we use, or actually I should say this is not in any particular order, but this is just where it is right now, is business. Because we felt hip-hop, this is not a rap thing. It's not just rap anymore. This is the hip-hop top 10. So that means anything, you know, equating to hip-hop. So business is one. And then two, we have street cred. Because we all know, I mean, it's just the reality of the game right now. Street cred is extremely, extremely important. And if that's something that you don't have, you definitely lose points on that. Respect. To me, respect and street cred is a little bit different because there's some rappers whose street cred might be low, but people still respect who they are. So we want to make sure, you know, we kind of level that off. Lyrics. I don't know what happened, but it seems to me, once again, my opinion, that lyrics have kind of fallen by the wayside. So we wanted to make sure that we have our own category of lyrics. Because, like I said, we feel that lyrics are extremely, extremely important. I mean, lyrics to me is the basis of what all hip-hop is made from. I mean, if you don't have any lyrics, then you have nothing. But these days, it just seems, you know, you can just say anything on the mic and people love you for it because your swag is crazy or because of whatever. But like I said, we're going to get into all that. That's a whole different conversation. Next is sales. In this day and age, the truth about it is album sales are extremely important. You have to have album sales. You got to move those units. You have to do all these things because, you know, at the end of the day, regardless of whether you like it or not, it's still a business, and you need to treat it as such. Next is movement. This was a difficult one for us to really calculate, but if you understand, movement is more, do you have what's your following like? Not just your album sales, but your actual following. Because some people, what we noticed is they might sell albums, but their movement is really weak. So we're trying to show, you know, basically that you can have a strong movement and really be on your stuff. It's all right. Like, that's where you want to be. You have to have that. Like, it's a necessity at this point. It's not even an option. So, you know, these are the things. Oh, last one. I'm sorry. Live show. Because I've been to some artists whose CDs are okay, but this show sucks. And I'm just being real with y'all. I'm just being 100% real with y'all. This show not only sucks, this show is pretty much terrible. So we want to make sure that we include that in our criteria. So I'm going to go, like I said, we're going to go down. Hopefully we get through the first five. I actually added an extra one. I actually added an 11 because I just felt this person needed to be on the list, just my personal opinion. So here's my number 11, the boy Rick Ross. I felt his business is lacking right now, and the only reason why I say his business is lacking because his only ventures right now, from what we see, is strictly the music business. So he had to score low on that. Street cred was pretty high, definitely has respect, but it's about even. It's about an even keel type deal. Lyrics, we gave him, he's about average. I think he does have his own swag, don't get me wrong, but I also think, you know, it's a few things he's going to improve. I mean, he's only on album number 2, so, you know, you have to understand that. Sales-wise, his album, to me, especially in this day and age and in the climate of music, I think his album, first of all, I think it was a quality album. Second of all, the sales show it was a quality album, so he had decent sales. And his movement, I mean, he did real decent with that. I mean, he's doing his thing for Miami. He's repping for Miami. He's making sure, you know, Miami is heard, you know, between him, Khaled, and all these other guys. You know, they're really doing their thing. Also, I neglected to mention, make sure you guys call in. Hit your boy up, 646-200-4965. 646-200-4965. You can hit me up and let me know. I mean, you might think I'm just all wrong with this, but we want to know. I mean, it's as simple as that. We want to know your opinion. We want to know what you think. All right? So next we're going to move to our next artist. Hold on. Make sure I have my notes together. Also, let me mention a few honorable mentions because I did mention Rick Ross. I actually put him on here. But a few honorable mentions. We have Ice Cube for what he's done, especially his business. His business is crazy. Fat Joe. You can say what you want. His sales is what really hurt him because he really didn't sell too much, but he has been making consistent music, you know, outside of over a long period, a long span. Busta Rhymes, Diddy. Obviously, his business is crazy, but we had some things that were suspect. The reason why he didn't make the list, he probably was one of the closest. Soulja Boy didn't make our list. Granted, I give the young boy props. He's definitely doing his thing, and I'm not one of them Soulja Boy haters. Personally, do I like his music? I'm not a big fan, but I don't think his music was made for someone like me who's a real hip-hop head like that. So Soulja Boy, Fab, his sales didn't equate, but I think Fab is still one of the dopest lyricists out right now. Black Thought from the Roots, very underrated artist. Lloyd Banks, recently, I don't think his album was up to par, like the Lloyd Banks that I'm familiar with, but recently, especially if you listen to the mixtapes, Lloyd Banks is killing it. Who else we got? David Banner to me. I'm starting to really like that new song he has. I think it's good for him. You know, he's been going through it. You know, he's one of those humanitarian types. So his respect level is crazy high in the streets. Plies is an honorable mention. Nelly's an honorable mention. But just to be honest, his last few songs have really bricked. So we couldn't put him on here. Ludacris is another one that really, you know, he just hasn't really come out with any with too much material lately. So those are our honorable mentions. Get that out of here. Let's see, number 10. Let's get our number 10. The boy Lupe. I think MTV did a pretty decent job in explaining Lupe. I think initially he was going over a lot of people's heads. A lot of people really wasn't understanding what the boy was saying. But I think Lupe did an excellent job of putting things together and really delivering on this album, especially with the celebrity joint, superstar joint. He's going with that one. You know, it made crossover radio. You know, he just really did his thing. So shout out to Lupe. Definitely, you know, he made our number 10. Who else we got? Let's go hit y'all with the number 9 joint. Number 9 is actually Andre 3 Stacks, as they call him. To me, we felt the boy is just extremely, extremely, extremely talented. But we couldn't put him higher, and I still don't understand how he got so high on the MTV list, because really he didn't put out any music. The reason why he made our list was a lot of because of his business, because we felt his business is crazy, like what he's doing with his business, the movie roles. He's becoming one of the better hip-hop actors, so we felt definitely we wanted to make sure Andre 3 Stacks was on the list. He's starting to actually release verses now. I've heard a few things that he's done, and I think they've been crazy. He has this one with John Legend. If you haven't heard it, check out hiphopourway.com. I believe it's called Green Light. Check that out. It's on the Hot Joint section. So check that out. So he's definitely a money dude. So definitely do not sleep on Andre. I think he's going to be one of the best. You know, if he actually is one of the best, but I think he's going to be higher up once, you know, releases more material. You know, that type of stuff goes on. Next, we got to go to the West Coast, the boy Snoop. I mean, what can you say? You know, legend and all these things. To me, to be honest, and a lot of my people agree with me, the one reason why Snoop wasn't higher on our list is simply because when, you know, he did say he didn't write his own lyrics, that kind of brought him down for right now, because this is, you know, the hip-hop top 10 at the moment. So that really brought him down a lot because he didn't write his own lyrics. But if you look at his business, he has several business ventures. Street cred is crazy. Respect is crazy. Sales wasn't the best, but like I said, during this market, it's kind of, you know, that's a real difficult one to kind of to deal with. Then for our next three, it was a tie. So, very crazy. So, these next three, you can kind of put them in whatever order that you feel. But we're just going to tell y'all what we got first. The boy Bun B. I mean, for what he just went through and what he's doing in the game, I think people really got to start giving this man his respect. Been in the game for a long time. And all these other things. Like I said, lyrically, Bun B's tight. His business is not what we would like to see it, him being such a, you know, a well-known artist, but some things are just not for everybody, and we can understand that, you know, as far as diversifying and doing all those things. But the boy Bun B is definitely holding it down. Next, we got Young Jeezy. I mean, what else can we say? I mean, I was fortunate enough, I saw his performance. The boy brought out Usher. The boy brought out Kanye. And even though he brought out those artists, he still was able to stand on stage and shine with them. And that put on joint, that's one of my favorite joints I had in the club now. I think, like I said, man, dude is just really on his grind. Dude is just really, 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 really doing his thing. I'm looking forward to the album. I know he's trying to push his boys and all that, which is respectful. I mean, his business is definitely right. He has his own clothing company. So he's also doing the other things which are necessary to be a complete artist. But I'm waiting for that new Jeezy album. And I think a lot of people are waiting for that new Jeezy album. So that's why he's, you know, number 7 on our list. And then, come on. I still don't know, and maybe it's just me, but I don't know how in the world that MTV put T.I., they wanted to put him off the list. To me, that's just crazy. And the reason why it's crazy is because he still managed to remain relevant even those times. I mean, obviously when he was in jail, it was different, but he, as soon as he came out, people were fiending for it, that no matter what, joint is crazy. I was just at a show and seen him 2 weeks ago here in D.C., and the boy killed it. I saw the show in Atlanta. He killed it. So for people not to give that man the respect, I don't know what's going on. Like, I really don't get it at this point. But, I mean, it's not for me to judge. But that's what we're going to stop for now, right? Because that's the list, and I'm gonna end it with the boy T.I. Next week we're gonna get into all the other stuff. What I'm gonna do now, press this little button right here, and I'm gonna invite someone on the line with me. I told y'all, right? Because some of y'all know who I am, some of y'all don't. I'm the person that plays the background a lot. I'm the person that watches. I'm the person that wastes my time to make my move, and I'm letting y'all know now, your boy is making his move, okay? I am not just a blogger, vlogger, whatever you want to call it. I am a mogul. Believe it or not, you're going to go, this is going to be like on one of those, like, behind the music or some shit later, because y'all going to be like, damn, this dude told us, like, what he was going to do 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever, so I want it to be documented. So for those of you who don't know, I also own a record label, ACL Records. And I'm telling you right now, remember I told y'all this, because if you don't remember, I told you I'm your favorite. And if I'm not your favorite, I want to know why I'm not your favorite. I have the hottest rapper that you never heard of. And we're going to change that soon. Please believe me when I tell you. But I have the hottest rapper that you never heard of, and I'm going to bring him on the line. He's going to spit some shit, and then I'm going to have y'all calling me like, yo, who was that? And I'm here to tell you, he's already signed, so let that shit go. Unless you a major and you talking some real money, then we could talk. But other than that, there's really nothing left to discuss. Yo, okay, you on the line, Playboy?
Yeah, what's going on, G?
What's poppin'?
Cooling it, you know, just seeing how things is going with the good old live jump off. And
oh, man, I'm having fun, man. I'm having fun. I'm excited. Oh, I meant to show my people something. Hold up. I don't know, Kay, if you're on the live feed on the website.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But I just got a new tat, right?
Well,
I'm getting another one on Saturday for my father, so y'all make sure y'all check that out. But this is the new joint. For those of you who don't know, I got one here, one on my chest. Y'all can't see that one. But this is the new joint right here. Lady, stop looking at my legs. This is the new joint. This is the Rose and Concrete joint. And for those of you who are familiar with the Rose and Concrete, it's actually a pretty good Tupac poem. And it talks about how even through the strongest of times and the hardest of times, something beautiful can grow. So I felt that's what I wanted on my legs. So some people have been asking me about it. That's what I'm showing. I mean, stop looking at my legs. Anyways. Kay, you got something for me, man?
Yo, come on now. This is me we're talking about.
Just a little something for me.
All right. Sure. All right. Let's see.
Just spaz whenever you want.
All right, cool. All right, here we go. right now, I don't gotta say shit, you know the name. Joystick in my grip, control the game. I'ma pick money over fame, you don't feel me like Novocaine. Your boy K got a hair on flow that'll poke your veins and leave railroad tracks like you rode the train. I derail most tracks when I go insane. Just email K-Dash at ACO's domain. For like 15 large, you get 16 bars of that pure Colombian white pristine raw. I got HD plasma and big screen thought shit's mastered. My art's like the 16 walls or ceiling, ignoring your feeling scribbled nonsense and auctioned it off for $4 million. I can't help it that they find my concepts more appealing. Sean Carter ain't the only one launching for $1 billion. I'm still in the limelight cause my time's right and got a lot of niggas pissed like a fine dyke. Looking back in hindsight, I don't see nothing because I'm about to lap you guys twice. I hope you didn't bet on the race. I'm pretty new to the game, but I'm moving at a veteran's pace. I'm way off of the charts, can't measure my place. Defying K, you better find a word better than great. I've never been late. I'm so far ahead of my time, I gotta reincarnate just to get to my prime. If J-Hove is next, then I'm next in the line. It's easy to see, unless you're alphabetically blind. Medically fine, but sicker than the vast majority. I couldn't be quarantined, so they had deported me. I used 8 different names to get past authority. More AKAs than that black sorority. I'm back now, cause I got a point to prove. I've gone airborne, so if you hear my voice, you're screwed. You are now my biggest fan, no choice to choose. I gotta go now, before they call the boys and brew. Peace.
Once again, I am not a blogger, a vlog, whatever you want. I am a mogul. I am a mogul with a radio show. Believe me when I tell you, your boy is focused. I've been sitting back for a long time. I've been sitting back watching, peeping on y'all game, watching what y'all do. And one, y'all not fucking with me. Two, y'all not fucking with me. Three, y'all not fucking with my peoples. So, sorry to let you know, but it just is what it is, baby. I mean, I got to just be real with you. That was all right, though, K.
Appreciate it.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, but is that it?
What you mean is that it?
I mean,
like I said, I mean
all you, because you know, there's a lot of people who only have like one verse and they spit it everywhere they go. Matter of fact, I signed somebody. I ain't gonna say no names, but every time I seen them, they spit the same verse, and I had to unsign them because they can only spit one verse. I don't have time for that. I need people whose worth ethic is crazy, who really wants this thing. So I'm asking you, is that it? Are you a one verse dude? Like that's all you got?
Well, here, let me just break things down for you. All right? Let me know. Real quick. All right, peep this, yo. I ain't balling. I'm Microsoft-ing. Not quite Bill Gates, but I'm just as important. Making sure my whole company stays in a Fortune 500 comfortably, I extort them. I throw caution back in the wind. I'm impulsive. My window's wrapped in a tent with 4 bricks, ruby, cobalt, amber, and mint. Opened up and then closed it, tracked the events. Let's see. My next feed is next to XP. I'm an engineer's wet dream, you get me? I jet ski on sound waves to that freeze, then I skate across like Lindros or Gretz. I excel, my wordplay's absurd. Y'all should get the PowerPoint. I've surveyed you nerds. I outlook and publish without books, cause my vision sharp and y'all niggas is obscured. Observe, keep your lips shut. I bet you thought he was gonna say something about Vista. Nope, so sorry for the mix-up. It's just a glitch, every now and then I get bugs. I switch plugs and I'm back online. I'm a hacker. You don't want to crack on mine, because I'll fracture your password on that first try and erase your hard drive like it's past your prime. I got backdoor rhymes. I'll pirate your best files. Download a virus. Call it Nicholas West Nile. Ridiculous, yes, I'll commandeer your shit. Have you niggas living in exile? Vanish off the face of this damn planet once I'm through. Yahoo search and Google Earth can't even find you. Well, we could ask Jeeves. No need, cause he'd be lying through his teeth if he made you believe that he's reliable. It's undeniable. The words I've said will get you tangled. You will dangle in this world wide web. I catch you up and wrap you up in this pearlized thread. You can't see it, something like a hyperbolized net. I'm next. No bullshit, I'm stating the facts. She would tell you, but she got her inner face in my lap. They on my dick like I click, cut, paste, and attach. Attracted two apple bottoms, you could say I'm a Mac. The kid's an illustrator, homie. When I spit on beats, I paint pictures. Adobe ain't got shit on me. I'm Robocop with Photoshop. I will give y'all 3 seconds to stand down before I crop your shit off, G. I'm still an asshole, nah. That's not gone. Fuck haters. And yes, I got caps lock on. I give a damn who they are. The pressure is not strong looking for me. Go to ACORecords.com. Cheer.
We're a problem.
It's nothing. It's nothing, Chief.
I'm letting y'all know right now. It's gonna be a problem. Get on board now. I'm letting y'all know. Cause once we get to that other shit, I'm not fucking with too many people. I don't fuck with too many people now. I mean, my loyal people who listen all the time, I love y'all. But for those people who come on late, I love y'all too. But I ain't fucking with y'all. Yo, I mean, that's it though.
What you mean? Is that it?
I'm just saying. Anybody. I could write two bars or two rhymes. I mean, granted, they were 40s or 50s or 60s, whatever. Mm. Whatever y'all rappers, everybody got a hot 16, you know what I mean? So
nah.
I'm just saying, is that it?
It sounds like you're trying to put me on blast right now. It's nothing.
Nah,
though,
it ain't even about putting nobody on blast. I just want to know, is that it? Because if that's
nah.
it, let me know. If you scared, I bring you home.
Oh, scared?
If you're scared, we'll bring you home right now. We got about two minutes left. I wanna see what you can do in those 2 minutes. That's all I'm saying. It could be a quick 16, quick 40, quick whatever you got.
Here we go. Since that's how you wanna put it out there, let me reiterate what it is that you have been talking about. Peep this, yo.
Mm-hmm.
See, I am the hottest nigga that you never heard of. Word up. Most of these artists is pussy. I'm trying to lift they skirt up. But most don't deserve the first verses I serve up. Or worse, won't get a third of the words I slur up. Just look at what I stirred up. Surely I'm bored. I ain't even trying to battle. I'm looking for me a war. Don't come at me unless you spit in 40 or more. Cause I'm loaded up like T.I. the 40 awards. I'm a force to be reckoned with. No worse excrement. I really got a problem. Please somebody call an exorcist. I'm a masochist, you're a pacifist. I'm in anger management, like what type of class is this? I am half a skits and take Prozac. Got 8 personalities, all of them hate your ass. I made sure that all of them caged so that I won't go OJ, I don't mean the throwback. They'll need Kojak to figure it out. Like that whole crime scene that nigga did with his mouth. And I still don't understand what they tripping about. What happened? Y'all don't want to start some shit with me now? Y'all realize that K's nuts and ain't kidding around? He brought the beast to your door and you ain't living it down? Thinking maybe he'll leave if we just give him the crown. Bet you niggas wishing that you wasn't sick of him now. Dig in the ground and bury yourself. You need help? I'll bring your ass to the damn cemetery myself. I'll even write up your obituary as well. I wouldn't fuck with me neither. He's scary as hell. Spare me details. I ain't trying to hear what happened was. Grab your bullshit rhyme book and get to rapping, cuz. You ain't had no business running around here acting tough. Just be glad I'm giving you a half a chance to back it up. CHA, test it, nigga, wrap it up. You ain't talking about shit. Relax, I've had enough. Why am I the only one that's cracking up? You thought that I was being funny? Go ahead and laugh it up. Snap it shut. Keep your trap closed. I ain't finished speaking. Are you deaf? Answer me. I said shut up for a reason. But I just said shut up. Okay, now I'm leaving. Excuse us. Both me and myself were in a meeting. But we're done now. You got my undivided attention. But there's one more thing I've decided to mention. If you want to talk shit, just dial the extension. #187 and say hi to my henchman. I'm out.
I quit. This will be the last. I quit. I want to say we'll see y'all all next week. 6:30 is the time. I told you, I am not a blogger. I am a mogul. Remember that. I'll let your boy, man. Peace.